Welcome to T3 Podcast, where we are talking tech talent, hence the name T3. We are in our in-house podcast studio in beautiful Del Mar, and it is sure nice to be back in person doing these podcasts to reach out to hundreds of tech talent out there on their career paths, especially those in our local universities and community colleges in San Diego. T3 is about talking San Diego with tech talent in our San Diego innovation companies working, living, and enjoying technology's perfect climate of San Diego. I don't think I said San Diego enough. So I am your host, Christy Kiyogi, University Talent Director of Tech San Diego, and I am delighted with this episode's topic, From College to Career, My First Year. So you're all in for a treat, especially those upper division students and graduating seniors ready to hit the pavement of the job search journey, because our guest today knows all the ins and outs of that ride as she just went through that process about a year ago. So joining us today is Tandil Ahmed, Product Development Engineer with Tandem Diabetes Care, also headquartered in Del Mar, just a block away from our office in Tech San Diego. Welcome, Tandil.
Thank you so much for having me, Christy. It's great to be here, especially with you as you supported me on that job search journey.
Yeah, that's right. I did. And it was wonderful to be a companion with you and having Tech San Diego a part of your story from college to career. So on that note, can you share with us where you graduated from, your college degree, and briefly share what you do over at Tandem Diabetes Care?
Of course. So it was incredible, firstly, to have Tech San Diego as a resource during my undergraduate years. I graduated from UC San Diego with a degree in bioengineering, emphasizing biotechnology. After graduating last June in 2023, I began my career as an entry-level engineer at a startup focused on developing biomaterials to mitigate cardiac failure. Super fun experience. And so when the company relocated to the East Coast, I decided I wanted to stay in sunny San Diego mm-hmm. and join Tandem Diabetes Care as a product development engineer. I was so excited to join Tandem because I had heard great things about the company's atmosphere and culture. And so my role at Tandem involves ensuring that the various insulins that are on the market are compatible with the pumps and the infusion sets that we develop for those living with diabetes. And it's been a fantastic experience, especially since my background is primarily biomaterials, and now I've had the opportunity to shift more into the medical device space. The learning curve has been challenging, but definitely rewarding at Tandem Diabetes Care.
Oh, I love hearing that. Challenging but rewarding, which is such a big deal for those, you know, knowing what's ahead after you finish college. And I also love hearing how Tech San Diego companies like Tandem Diabetes Care hire talent from the local colleges and provide that opportunity for recent grads to continue contributing to our San Diego innovation community. Go Tandem! So what's also wonderful about Tandem Diabetes Care is they're also an innovation landscape to build a positively different experience for individuals and their families impacted by diabetes, as well as their healthcare providers. But also, Tandem Diabetes Care is more than just a pump company. Their pumps are the access point to an integrated platform that brings together treatment and smart technology. They're all about collaboration and believe that true progress is made through such synergy, which is why Tandem partners with other companies like Tech San Diego and more. So always a champion for collaboration. So much appreciation to you, Tandem, for being that champion and taking a quick break from the wonderful work you're doing at Tandem to give us insight and inspiration to the students who are listening. So let's jump right in. So here's my first question, which I think is perfect to kick things off. What's one piece of advice you would give to tech students preparing to enter the workforce?
That is a great question. And as I reflect on my own experience preparing to graduate and enter the workforce, I would advise tech students to prioritize networking and build meaningful relationships with peers, professors, and just a broader community in general. When I started at UC San Diego as a transfer student, I felt a bit behind and unfamiliar with the campus and its peoples and sort of the ins and outs. To overcome this, I had made it a point to myself to attend career fairs, networking events, and anything else that really piqued my interest as a student, which then made me feel more comfortable with my surroundings and environment. I then applied the same steps as I prepared to enter the workforce. Stepping out of my comfort zone helped me start conversations, learn new things about tech industry in San Diego, and even connect with other industry members. Entering the workforce as a new graduate can be daunting, but by engaging in these networking events, you can build valuable connections, just like me and Christy here, and make that transition more comfortable.
I'm so glad you shared about how important networking is, because as current students, and even when I was a student, it is intimidating. There's these big spaces and lots of people, but that connection, that building relationships, especially you talked about you and I when we first met, really plays into your future. So can you give an example of a networking event that you attended?
Yeah, I attended a lot of networking events while at my time at UC San Diego, but one that stood out to me would have to be the Professional Evening of Industry. And this stood out for two major reasons. One, it was an event where you would meet other like-minded individuals and other minorities that were on campus. Like SHIP was also an organization, NSBE, the National Society of Black Engineers, which I was also a member of at, once at UC San Diego. So it was just so great networking. So I would feel so nervous walking into these networking events. But then when you see other people who are also wanting to do the same things that you want to do and meet other people, it sort of eases you and comforts your mind that there are others like you who are trying to help, who want to help, and who want to get the same experiences as you. I just thank, you know, Tech San Diego for helping me cultivate those skills, like my elevator pitches, how to network and how to just go out there and explore. And things like that really helped me ease myself into the workforce because I was able to get that prior experience.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that 30-second commercial led to more offers and open doors for you. So students, go out there and network, but most importantly, practice and prepare so you really have a meaningful experience in those networking opportunities. So with that, you know, talking about meaningful connections and especially stepping from campus to company, this is a great segue to the next question. So tell us, Tanzil, how was it transitioning from a full-time college student to a full-time engineer?
So transitioning from a full-time college student to a full-time engineer was both exciting but challenging. In college, the focus was mainly learning theoretical concepts and working on projects in a more controlled environment where you have professors and TAs helping you, which typically isn't the case in the professional world. So as a full-time engineer, I had to adapt to an environment that needed more immediate and more practical problem solving on the spot. The scope of the work grew beyond what was covered in academic settings. However, I found the technical skills that I developed at UC San Diego, like skills I learned in the lab, a lot of programming skills I learned while my time at UC San Diego, were crucial to my professional development. And it was rewarding to see how those concepts I was taught in college were applied in practice. However, a lot of the soft skills I grew in college, like prioritization and time management, made this transition smoother. And I was able to learn these skills by essentially putting myself out there. And I went ahead and joined a research lab at the Sanford Consortium for Regenerative Medicine. And it was pretty difficult juggling both academics and volunteering in a lab. Although I still wanted to, you know, maintain my grades, I did want to be able to get hands-on experience and learn more about bioengineering in the real setting. So by being able to do both of those, I was able to learn and cultivate my prioritization and time management skills, which ultimately helped me grow professionally and personally. And I currently am still doing that at Tandem Diabetes Care.
So it's wonderful to, you know, hear that step from, you know, from college to career, from student to engineer, and especially what you did on campus, right, with the research labs. And knowing you, you're also an officer in NSBE. Yes. You're very active in the community. So I know all those essential soft skills help you become successful with that transition. And so when you went into Tandem, tell us a little bit about that transition, how Tandem was also able to help you with that next step.
Tandem had made it super easy to transition into this next step, mainly because it is a community of amazing engineers and scientists that really helped you ease into the workforce. And I remember this particular story where it's still vivid in my memory, where it was my first week at Tandem and I was still a fresh, you know, entry-level engineer stepping into the diabetes world for the very first time, you know, coming from a background in biomaterials. So I wasn't necessarily familiar with the different pumps that were in the market or the different insulins that were in the market. And I went to the break room to go have my lunch, and there was another fellow engineer who wasn't even on my team. They were in a different team. And we started talking, and he sort of walked me through the different pumps that, you know, Tandem had on the market, and the different infusion sets and the different insulins that we currently work with, and even the projects that were underway. And it was like a 10-minute conversation, but it really made me feel more at ease, because it really showed me that people here are willing to help you. People here are willing to show you what they're working on and help you grow as well as an entry-level engineer. So I was so thankful for that moment, and, you know, just thankful for being able to work at Tandem as well.
Well, that definitely sounds like an outstanding company, and just really happy to hear that you're able to build connections and feel that sense of community right away with Tandem Diabetes, which, you know, Tandem is recognized as an employer of choice, and they were also given the Catalyst for Tech Talent Award by us at Tech San Diego. So on that note, thinking about your direct experience, what are those key factors that contribute to Tandem being known as a top place to work?
So Tandem really is a top place to work. The culture is amazing, and I can't even emphasize that enough. For my first few days, I was welcomed by many of my colleagues who helped me understand, you know, the different types of devices, like I said, that were on the market, and the exciting projects that they were currently working on. There were plenty, a lot of projects that Tandem is currently working on, and I'm excited to be a part of as well. So as an entry-level engineer, I tend to have numerous questions about the medical device field and why we do things the way we do. And both my managers and my peers have always allowed me to feel vulnerable enough to ask as many questions as I need, which I personally find very important because I'm always interested in learning new things. The openness creates a fantastic learning environment, and it really does make me feel fully supported and valued as a team member. Overall, Tandem fosters a great space for growth.
And just knowing that, you know, that space for growth, that the office, the environment, the culture, it just sounds so amazing. Are there any other aspects you want to share as well?
Yes, there are plenty of fun aspects about working at Tandem. Firstly, I want to say Tandem did move into a new office space a little over a year ago, and the office has workstations that are close to your peers and other interdepartment teams. So it really does make it easy to collaborate and have easy conversations. Tandem also has what is called TBD days, or Tandem Beverage days, once a month, where there is catered food, games, and sometimes even live music. I believe the last TBD I attended, it was a barbecue theme. So they had barbecue and they had like a live band playing country music. So it was super fun.
I gotta go. I gotta check it out. We're only a block away.
You should come. It really does create a friendly environment where you can connect and network with other individuals in the company that you might not see on a daily basis.
Wow, what a great environment to work in, and also an environment to work with. So it's just so fun. And as I said, you know, I'm only a block away. So when I hear the barbecue or smell the barbecue and hear the music, I'm going to be running down the street to hang out with y'all.
Come on over.
So then, you know, talking about partnerships and supporting you and, you know, me being a cheerleader on your job search and career path. So, you know, being at Tech San Diego, that's what we're here for, to help our students, our next generation of tech talent stay here in San Diego. So how has Tech San Diego contributed to your professional development when you were a student?
I love this question because it does bring back amazing memories. I remember a few months before graduating, I attended a workshop organized by the National Society of Black Engineers. In collaboration with Tech San Diego, where Christy actually shared valuable tips for navigating platforms like LinkedIn and Handshake and how to even create an elevator pitch. I was able to use those tips while looking for job opportunities, which in turn helped me land 2 job offers even before graduating.
Wait, how many?
2.
Oh, I'm counting.
2 job offers before graduating, which is super exciting and so rewarding, you know, as an engineer that hasn't even walked the stage yet. So thank you for that. And it's incredible to see those tips come full circle now as I continue to use them throughout my career journey as well.
Oh, I love hearing that because we're all about full circle moments, because when we get onto the campus, when we talk to students, when we engage with you right there at the university, at the community colleges, we want you to feel that you're supported and you have the resources and the relationships to succeed. So besides workshops, Tech San Diego also has networking events. We have the Ready to Work program that allows students to to have training from executives out in the field. We have fun networking sessions as well, where we get to connect our students to the professionals in the field. And we do all these partnerships with our Tech San Diego companies, such as Tandem Diabetes Care, where we're going to be doing tech tours. We're going to be having coffee hours. We're going to be having meet the boss days, pastries with the professionals. So all these are part of the experience Tech San Diego can provide. And I'm really happy you got to experience that as a student and also too as a professional in the field. So we're just excited you continue your journey with us.
I'm excited as well.
Yeah, so great memories, great moments, and great momentum and working together to keep you in San Diego. Because I always remember your enthusiasm, your go-get-it attitude, and most importantly, Denzel, your active engagement with our resources. So it's been great to have you enjoy the benefits of being involved in Tech San Diego. So, all right, it looks like we're almost at the end of our episode, as I have one last question. But, you know, when you're having fun, time flies fast, right? So speaking of fun, San Diego is known for its fun vibe, its rich cultural settings, dynamic communities, beautiful sceneries, and just a great place for recent graduates to start their careers. So here's a question to wrap it all up. So why did you decide to stay in San Diego for your post-graduation employment?
Another great question. So I decided to stay in San Diego for post-graduation employment because San Diego is like a boiling pot of, you know, biotech, tech companies. And it's an amazing place for an entry-level engineer to get their foot through the door and to begin working and just connect with other individuals in industry. You know, although I'm not at UC San Diego anymore, I'm still able to go to different networking events. Like, I get emails every day about the different events happening around San Diego, and I'm just able to go to them because they're right down the street from me.
Perfect.
And, you know, just aside from the employment world, it's also an amazing place to cultivate your own hobbies. You know, San Diego's beautiful, it's sunny, the beaches are amazing, and I found new hobbies that I didn't know I even liked while I was at school. You know, now that I have more time, I found that I do really like to do any type of water activities. I do a lot of kayaking, paddleboarding, and there's also a lot of hiking trails that are beautiful, and I found that San Diego is also just a great place to get back to yourself physically. There's so much you can do. And I just love it. And I'm so excited to see what San Diego holds for me.
Yeah. So why leave San Diego? Stay here. Especially, you know, the students, you've been here at the university, at the community colleges. You've been enjoying the academics. You've been enjoying your extracurricular activities, enjoying your internships here in the city. So once you graduate, we want you to keep contributing to San Diego. Keep San Diego on your mind as an employer of choice and select San Diego as your career destination because we have been part of your story. So we at Tech San Diego are so proud of you, Tenzil, and appreciate you joining us today to share all the wonderful aspects of your journey from college to career, your first year. And for me personally, I've enjoyed seeing this all unfold, especially seeing you turn from student to engineer in one of our Tech San Diego companies, Tandem Diabetes Care. So thanks again to you and the wonderful company you work for and the impact you're making in the community to patients, to healthcare providers with what you're doing over at Tandem Diabetes Care.
Thank you so much, Christy. It's honestly been a pleasure to be here today. I had a lot of fun and I'm just super excited to see what more we can do for the community and, you know, just get back to other minorities in San Diego and, you know, help other college students. Just like, you know, I was once a college student and I was looking for resources to, you know, grasp on. So this is one of them, Tech San Diego. So I'm super excited and I'm excited for the next generation of engineers and scientists in San Diego.
Yay. So let's work on that together. So Tandem Diabetes Care. So students, graduates, check out their website at TandemDiabetes.com. Again, that's TandemDiabetes.com to check out their products, but also check out their opportunities, jobs, internships. Maybe we can get invited to those barbecues as well. So again, a fun place to be, a great place to work, and a wonderful team to be a part of. And so with that, I've been your host, Christy Kiyogi, and it has been a joy being on this podcast with you, Tendale.
Thank you.
I look forward to hearing more about how your career will keep on moving forward and have you back in the studios again, maybe in a couple of years, to hear your continued success and fulfillment in San Diego. Technology's perfect climate. Again, I'm Christy Kiyogi, and this is T3, Talking Tech Talent, presented by Tech San Diego. Thanks, Tendale.
Thank you.
This is Kevin Carroll, Executive Director, Tech San Diego. This podcast is in direct support of Tech San Diego's Jacobs Talent Initiative, Tech San Diego's effort to retain university talent. Christy Kiyogi is Director of the Jacobs Talent Initiative. Special thanks to Tandem Diabetes Care for supporting and participating in hiring new university talent. For more information on Tech San Diego and the Jacobs Talent Initiative, visit techsandiego.org. For more information on careers at Tandem Diabetes Care, visit tandemdiabetes.com. Thank you.